Welcome to the Beyond the Leash podcast, your number one source for everything canine. Eric Streamans has you covered on the latest training tips, techniques, and more. No more clicker training bullshit, constantly bribing with treats. Just balanced dog training that works. Now, here's your host, Eric Streamans.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Tuesday here on the Beyond the Leash podcast. My name is Eric Streamans, owner of Beyond the Leash Canine Training. I got to go to fucking Long and McQuaid.
Yes, you do.
I keep saying this, but and it's not going to affect the podcast at all. It's just my headphones go out.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Old wires, got to get new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Note to self. And Kat is back in her chair.
Hello.
Kat McKenzie is with me.
I am. Hi, hi.
And we got her dog, Luna, and my dog, Nico, and I'm also eating popcorn and... That's the one thing I love, like we share. Like when we're at home, he sits on the couch and he's usually very nice about it. When we watch movies, he gets popcorn.
It's the one for me, one for you kind of thing.
Well, more like 10 for me and one for you.
Yeah, but you know.
And if he begs too much, like he came begging. Like he was a fucking beggar.
I remember that.
I couldn't even cook. He would like nose me.
All the time.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
Down. So he has to be polite about it. If he's rude about it, you've never been to my place, but have you seen pictures?
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
I got the couch and then I got that. I rarely eat at the kitchen table. I'm a single guy. I got that bar stool-y thing that
it's right behind
almost
it.
Like a, what do you call those tables that go behind your coffee table? Your couch?
It's almost like a foyer table type thing.
But it's like, that's where I eat because it's right in front of the TV. It's great, single guy. He used to come around, jump on the couch, and like try and get the. I'm talking when I first got.
Yeah.
He was like, I couldn't. Nico, get off. Fuck off, Nico. Now he just like sits and puts his head right here.
Oh, and that's
just
so
watches
sweet.
Me. Like, especially when I eat steak, I'll give him some of the grizzle sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They love that.
But he has to be polite if he's rude.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it.
Not happening.
Oh, there goes my thing again.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're still going to be able to hear it. I just got to move this once in a while.
Yeah.
Wow, this one's bad. Hello? I can't hear it at all.
Oh, no.
No, it's coming. It's going to come back.
Did it like...
There we go.
Okay.
Check, check. I'll live through it. Problem is, I can hear myself. I have a hard time hearing you.
Oh. Oh,
I got it now. Maybe not.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Well, we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Again, maybe I'll go to Long and McQuaid this Tuesday because I'm sure they're not open on Family Day weekend. Oh, there
Doubt
it is.
It.
There it is.
There you go.
So what else is going on? We're about to do pictures.
Yeah, well, we're also sponsored by Big Country Raw.
Oh, yeah. I gotta remember that. We're not sponsored by Long and McQuaid.
Nope. Yet.
We should be getting free mics and shit.
Right? For the amount of time she keeps saying, I gotta go.
I'm going to go in there and have a talk with them. And for you guys to sponsor us up, give us some new equipment and stuff.
Exactly. The $20,000
wires, fuck.
Right.
But this podcast is actually brought to you by the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico, and more recently.
Yeah, what Kat feeds Luna.
Big Country Raw, and they should be paying you.
I know, all
you
the
do your
videos
stories,
all
the
time.
Your little
I
happy
know.
Faces.
And food, and then the little heart.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And when I'm like, do you want some goat milk? And she's like, yes, I do.
I told you, he doesn't buy the goat milk thing.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And the problem with the goat milk, he's weird. He doesn't eat it right away. He rarely does.
Yeah, you've said that.
The cat does.
That's so funny.
And he lets the cat have hers, and then he has a little bit. And I think he doesn't like it coming out cold.
Could be.
I think he waits, because he'll gobble it up as soon as he gets home. I think he likes it to get to room temperature.
Could be.
Something he's... Figure it out on his own. Well, you like the Big Country Raw? Luna likes it?
She does.
Have you noticed her poop has changed?
Yeah, definitely.
Much it's harder, not as... smaller, easier to clean.
Yeah, so much smaller.
It just fades away sometimes.
Yeah, so you don't get those looks like, I'm about to have a mayday. Can you please get off the couch?
Even picking it up at the dog park, it's like night and day.
Yeah, nothing.
It's not squishy.
Right? And don't go out without a bag at night because if it's dark out and there's leaves, you're not going to find it because it's not like some great big heaping load.
Yeah. So we got picture day.
We do.
And again, we pre-record these. So you're first up, aren't you?
I think I am. Yeah.
So what happened was I had a semi-hobby photographer, pretty good guy. And he was doing it for a while. And then he said, last time he said, oh, I got to bring another guy in, charge more money. And, you know, and I was like, you know what? I got a girl mm-hmm. in Niagara, and she's been doing this on her own. She's a little more higher professional end. We brought her in to do the Santa Claus pictures.
Yes.
And they were fucking fabulous. I love them. And she did a good job. And everybody, everybody liked Natasha.
Yeah.
So then, as a favor to me, she brought me in to do a separate photo shoot with Nico, because she had to come up to bring all the products,
yep.
all the Christmas stuff, and mm-hmm. she said, why don't we just take photos of Nico there?
Which is awesome.
And I said, can you do Maya, too? And we that was great. The blanket is what everybody loved.
So cool.
So love she it. Does all these little trinkets and little things. Did you already order what you're getting, or you're just not doing the photo shoot?
Not yet. I just did the photo shoot.
You do the photo shoot first, and then you decide what you want to get?
Yeah, because I couldn't figure out if I want like what I wanted, and I was like, okay, well, let's just go and do it, and then I'll figure out what I want from there.
She said, you know, she's got her own photography studio at home in Niagara.
She's got a studio because I went down to the studio.
Oh, you went to the studio?
Yeah, I went to the studio to give her back the mug.
Oh, yeah. The mug, the handle broke or something?
Yeah.
No, that's a third-party company. That's not her fault.
It's not her fault at all.
So she's got her brick and mortar, but this is like, I'm the first guy where she's doing like, I can't remember what she called
it. Like going out like to
where,
shoot?
But where you got like multiple shoots 15 minutes at a time. She goes, that's I'm new at, so I like doing this because I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
I think she's got 10 today.
Oh, really? Nice.
I said, she limited it at 10, but she could have probably done 50.
Oh, I think so.
I said,
easily.
I just told her, I go, you could have brought in a second photographer that mm-hmm. works for you, put all those banners along the side and get two walls going.
Yeah.
We could have done 50. I bet you 50 people would have wanted it.
I think
it.
So, easily. Because it was as soon as you put those pictures up, I'm like, oh, can we do this at the school?
Because it works out well because it's like an assembly line of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do dog after dog, where a photo shoot for an hour would cost you a lot more for any photographer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So everybody's kind of splitting the cost because it's 15-minute sessions at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all she did with Nico and Mayan. Look at all the pics she got from that one.
Tons.
Yeah, it was tons. Like literally 50, 60 of them. And out of the 50, 60, 45 were fantastic.
Yeah, I had a hard time picking. That's the thing when you have all these options in front of you. You're like, how do I just pick one? Right?
So what are we going to talk about today?
Mm.
Again, I'm always coming up with these different topics. We're at 120 now.
Yeah.
It's hard to come up with topics, but I'm pretty good at it. I always think, when am I going to run out? But I don't seem to be running out. There's always something. There's a conversation in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens where I'm like, that's a whole podcast right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I had to yell at somebody at the dog park today. I was going to bring that up on the podcast. Oh, I just did. but I thought that could be a whole podcast, I think.
There's a lot of things that have been popping up recently.
You know what I think is a problem? Remember, we going to the dog park relatively new for about just under a year.
Yeah, for you, yeah.
Yeah, Sundays on a long weekend, the bad dogs come.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the people that don't normally go.
Exactly.
And it's family day
away.
Weekend, so let's go bring our dog to the dog park. And it's dogs that aren't usually there, and they shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of had to yell at somebody today.
Oh, fun.
And Nico's nice. He's nice to a certain point. So what are we going to talk about today?
Mm-hmm.
Expectations.
Oh.
Just expectations on how fast the training is going to happen.
Right.
Different ways people train their dog, and I'm like, that's stupid.
Like from here or like, from
no,
in general?
No, from in general and other dog trainers as well.
Gotcha.
Here's the biggest thing with me with dog training. Like, to me, this guy here right beside me, he's probably one of the best trained dogs in the country. Literally in the country, I believe
that. He's really good.
And I look at videos that I was doing, and I'm so glad I like put it on video, almost everything I did right from the beginning.
Because
you forget. Yeah, you forget where you were. And it wasn't even that long ago where I wouldn't even call him a dog park because even if he was 95%, I didn't want to fail 5% of the time. Then it would get worse every time.
Yeah.
And a video just came up of me doing one of my stays in the dog park, and there was only one dog anywhere in the – like, I'd only train. When I first started training him in the dog park, I had to go to somewhere, like, in – the middle of nowhere.
Because
I go to Jack Darling Dog Park. It's 52 acres.
Yeah, it's humongous.
So I would go somewhere where there's no dogs because it's too much to expect right now.
Of course.
And I remember, though, I just saw the video. I was like, wow, that seemed like a huge deal to me at the time. And it's been 6 months, and now that would be like a cakewalk. Right. Now the only place I want to train is the dog park because he's so good at it. But it wasn't like I just tried it and got good.
No, you have to put the time in.
So you know what I say? There's a famous, I don't know his name. I should have looked it up. He's got this fame. It's been all over the internet. And he's talking about the gym. And he's talking about working out. You've probably seen this. And he goes, here's the thing about people that go to the gym. You can go to the gym today, bust mm-hmm. your butt for an hour, half, come home, look in the mirror, and see nothing.
Yeah.
You're going to go there tomorrow, and you're going to work out for an hour and a half. You're going to bust your ass. You're going to sweat. You're going to come home. You're going to look in the mirror, and you're going to see nothing. Nada. Mm-hmm. And that's basically how the gym is, no matter if you're the biggest guy in the world or the smallest guy in the world.
Yeah.
You don't see day-to-day progress ever. Absolutely like, there's no such not. Thing. There's no such thing in the gym. But the idea is, as long as you trust that the system's going to work.
Yes.
And you look at a picture from you 6 months ago.
Yes.
You're like, holy fuck, it changed.
Yep.
But you didn't see the incremental changes. Because basically, again, every day you're going to look exactly the same. Yes?
Exactly.
I'm not going to look any different after my workout tomorrow than I do today.
No,
I'm
not at all.
But if I look at pictures of me from 3 months ago, I look a lot different.
Massively.
So that's the same with dog training.
Yeah.
You're not going to see instant results ever. Like, there might be days where you're like, hey, Luna did really good. But there's mm-hmm. not like a, like, it just happened even over a week. It was very no. small, incremental.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got this woman, and she's mm-hmm. great. We love her because we thought she was a Karen when we met her in the dog park.
Oh, but
she's,
dang.
She's as far from a Karen as you
nice,
can.
Nice, like, nice, nice.
Yeah, she's very... loud, obnoxious, in a good way, in a good yeah. way. She, the way she talks, like me and Jesse love her. And I just saw her at the dog park yesterday, and I went, she's only done two lessons, I believe, two or three.
Okay.
She's either just done heel or just done sit for examination.
Is she a Monday night? Or
no, she's a Sunday, I believe. Sunday oh, okay. or Saturday at 2:30. I think Saturday at 2:30.
Okay.
And I saw her at the dog park just the other day. Remember, she's only had two or three lessons. And I go, mm-hmm. hey, how's it going? How's the dog training going? How, yeah. What the fuck's the dog's name? Oh my God. Oh my God.
You having a moment?
I see, yeah, I see him every day. I can't remember.
It'll
whatever.
Come to you. It'll come
whatever.
To you.
And I said, how's the dog doing? And she goes, oh, it's great at home, but here he doesn't listen to me. I'm oh. like, what? You expect it to work here? You know how long it took me to get Nico to be good in a dog park full of 30 dogs?
Yeah.
That's insane. That takes some time and takes some practice. You haven't even mastered getting out of the room yet. How is he going to listen to you in a dog park from 30 feet away?
Right, with all the distractions.
So it's just the expectations about where you're going to get.
Right.
Here's okay. my big thing. I say this all the time. You know what my, like, dog training is so step by step, command by command. Even the way we teach stay.
That's very methodical.
Yes, there's a process to it. Now, my biggest favorite time of the year is Christmas when everybody gets their puppies on December 25th. I'm talking friends of mine. This happens on a regular cat, on a regular. They got a puppy on December 25th. They know, and even it was a surprise or whatever. And they know Eric, the dog trainer in Mississauga, because he spent 10 years with me when I lived in Niagara Falls.
Right.
So I always get tagged in the little videos. Mm-hmm. And it is now December 29th. And I see them in their kitchen with their dog, and they're like, down, down. Oh, good boy. Sit. Oh, good boy. Fido, come. Good boy. And the, Fido, stand. I'm like, you've had this fucking dog for 4 days.
I know.
Why are you teaching five things?
Right?
How do you expect them to get it if you're teaching five things in 4 days?
It's not going to happen.
Generally, the way we work our classes by design is you learn one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing. And master isn't a good word, but it takes 6 days to, again, master is a bad word.
Hone.
To hone in on it, to get it to the point where it's time to move on to us, where you can.
Yeah.
It's solid enough in 6 days, mm-hmm. But you have to do it every day for those 6 days. Then when you come back in next week, most of the dogs have it.
Yeah, most
not
of them
perfect
do.
Yet, but they got it to a point where we can move on.
Exactly.
And those 6 days are when you're working. And I would never teach a dog. There's some dog training schools, you'll go in, okay, we're going to learn down and stay today.
And you're like,
no,
pardon?
No, it's too much for a dog. They don't generalize. It's coming at you too much. Mm-hmm. It's one step at a time. And the way we've set up the classes, it's almost in chronological order.
The reason, you have to have
I know a lot of dog trainers that teach heel on the first day. I can't teach heel on the first day because heel on the first day is fucked. It's hard.
It's
but at least
the gong show.
But whenever it does get shitty, we taught sit last week.
Yeah.
So I can always halt the class. They all regroup into the sit that they all know well and mm-hmm. start again.
And it's also less stressful on like the pet parents, like the owners that come in with their dogs. Because
that whole regroup into the sit, you start over.
Yeah.
Okay, those 10 steps were horrible. Let's gather up everybody into a sit right? and start again.
Yeah, it's just like when you're doing an exercise or something happens at home or what have you, conversations, and you just get flustered. You just stop, take a second, take a breath. And that's really what sit brings you back to, is giving you that moment to take a breath and yep. regroup and restart.
And again, I would almost, you know what I would like to do if I don't know how hard this would be.
Put it out there.
I would know what I would like to do one day. I don't even know if I'm busy enough to do that. I don't know if this is even possible. I would love to start a class Saturday, 10 o'clock on the 21st. Then I got a different class starting Saturday, the 28th at 10 o'clock. And you alternate
compare
weeks.
Them.
No, you alternate weeks. So you get 2 weeks to go home and practice for every single command. Because I think a week is good, but it's not good for the people that aren't that great. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that you get half of the class comes in. They knew it because the other half needed 6 more days.
Right.
So if I could get alternating groups where you come in once every 2 weeks instead of once a week, I think that would be ideal.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
I know exactly. And
if it's Sunday the 7th, you're not coming in on the 14th. No, a whole different clue group yeah. is going to come in and learn what you learned on the 7th, on the 14th. And then you come in on the 21st. You had 2 weeks to practice. Now the one that came in on the 14th comes on the 28th.
Yeah, and it's not like single anybody out or whatever, but it, like for people who are single or for people who are traveling and they have a hard time like just mastering just life in general for certain aspects.
Well, think of it this way. How many times do we have a kind of rough class? And then, like we're in right now, Family Day weekend.
Yeah.
We have a long weekend, and they weren't that great, but because of the extra week to mm-hmm. practice, not for the stars of the class, two or three stars, but for the bottom end of the class, they came in way better.
Yeah, and they're not as frustrated, and you see it too, because you see people just get amped up and so frustrated, and you just want to say to them, like, take a breath, dude. Like, you're fine.
It's not rocket science.
No, just
dogs.
Take a breath.
So, I don't think... I've learned a lot how to talk to people and how to motivate people. Mm-hmm. And my big thing, especially in a group class, is I don't give a fuck what that dog beside me did this week.
No.
I don't give a fuck if I'm better than them. I don't give a fuck if I'm way worse than them. My only job, if I had Nico and he was in a class of a novice class and I wasn't a trainer, mm-hmm. my only job is to make Nico a little bit better on Monday than he was on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's all I give a shit. I don't care if I'm first teaching sit and I only had 3 seconds today. Yeah. My goal today isn't going to be get frustrated because he's only holding it for 3 seconds. My goal tomorrow, get him hold it for 5 seconds.
Exactly. And it's not a competition. And even though I'm a competitive person, I did Highland dancing, I've done singing, like I've done quite a bit when it comes to competing. You have to realize that you're in there, yes, for yourself, but you're in there for your dog. And it's more so, yes, you want to make sure your dog's doing well, you want to put in the effort, but you're not like, this dog's the top dog, so we're going to take that dog down next week, or we're going to be the top dog. No, it's all about making sure that you are taking the time in your dog and understanding your dog and yourself.
And I think some people don't see that in their dog and they just want a system that's going to be a magic wand and wave the wand and they're better tomorrow. It's a skill like anything else in life.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Highland dancing. I don't care if it's tennis. I don't right? care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's chess. If you find a really good tennis player or chess player, it's not like they got good over a week.
No.
It was a long process of getting a little better every day, a little better every day. So your expectations in your dog training should just be that. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit better than today was. I don't care if today was 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Tomorrow's going to be 4 or 5, and that's accomplishment.
And I can't remember the two Goldens that came in, but the husband and wife or the they just graduated not long ago.
Marley and
I can't remember the name.
Marley was the one that knocked the woman down.
Yeah, Marley was the female.
Radar or ammo or something. Gunner.
Okay, Gunner.
I knew it was something right? like that. Gunner and Marley.
If they were in the same class with Simba, and Simba was another golden retriever a year and a half ago, and if they were given, like, they worked their asses off, but say you did it the way that you were thinking, love to be able to do, like, 1 week on, 1 week off, 1 week on, 1 week off, those dogs would have been ridiculous. Yeah. Because they came in just wanting to be able to know how to do the work and put in the work. And I know you guys are listening to us on this podcast, but Eric posted the video of the woman falling because the dog was so strong.
Did I post that video yet? I don't think I actually think you posted
did.
It.
Or did you post
it? I saved it.
Okay, you posted the video of the husband.
I posted a video of the husband. I actually saved the video of that. I wanted to get a video of the woman walking the right dog after. At the end. I should have. I forgot.
And it was just like they were powerful dogs.
Yeah.
But they just came in. They didn't care about the other dogs. They just cared about their dogs and making sure that they got the most out of their time.
I don't know if my trainers like a lot of the things I say it for the benefit of the people because I understand thinking of people in dog training. Mm-hmm. And what's the one thing I really say, like, and I don't think Steph does this, when I come in on week two, always, we're going to learn heel, always we learn was sit. One of the first things I say is, I want everybody to look around this room. And most of the dogs are sitting nice with the J in the leash. Not perfect by no means, but last week it was a fucking
better
fight.
Than the shit show.
Yeah, it was a shit show. And what do I say? I always say, look around the room right now, guys. You guys, I just had a class. Their second week of sit, it was so good. Everybody. Yeah. Like even the low end ones were doing really well. Mm-hmm. Getting up every 45 seconds or so, but still holding the sit for a long time. And I said, look around this fucking room, guys. Look how good you guys are. And I'll always say, did you guys learn how to sit last week in here in an hour? And sometimes people go, oh, yeah. But they don't understand what I'm thinking. I go, no, you actually didn't. You look like shit last week. You couldn't hold a sit for 2 seconds. But look at you now. Where did you really learn? And when did you really learn? At home, if it was a Sunday class, you didn't learn on Sunday with me and you.
Nope.
You learned at home on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's exactly where you learn. And it's not like Monday, it was great. It was Monday. Hey, it's a little tiny bit better.
Yeah.
A little tiny bit better. I go, some of you might have got really good by Tuesday. Some of you actually didn't get good till Thursday. You really needed that work.
Mm-hmm.
So don't rush your dog training.
No. Like, you get taught in the class, but you learn when you're at home.
You know what you're going to find out? Because you are now, right now, you are me with Minga. That's where you are.
Okay.
That's where you are as a dog owner, as a dog trainer, as a dog owner that trains their dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one for me, and I finally got over it with him. I finally got over it.
Okay.
When I trained Minga, probably a year and a half at Dave McMahon's alone, and then on my own, when I went on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I got my second dog, and I almost forgot the process. And I would get more frustrated with the second dog. Because it'd been so long, it just seemed like, it seemed to me like I snapped my fingers and Minga knew how to do shit.
Right.
No, it was a process just like it has been with Nico.
Gotcha.
Do you remember the video I posted? Because I was doing a lot of his stuff at the beginning. Mostly, part of my motivation for filming a lot of his initial baby steps of teaching things,
Nico, yeah,
was that I already knew I was motivated because of the breakup with the ex, and mm-hmm. I knew I would make him the best dog on the planet, and I didn't want anybody to go, well, you adopted him, he already knew how all this stuff.
Mm-mm, he did not.
I actually showed a video of his owner doing the training. Do you remember that video?
Yeah, I remember that.
Sit, stay, and the dog's going into downs and sits, and he's breaking. I actually videotaped his very first attempt at stand. Do you remember seeing that one?
Yeah.
I remember it was like, October 29th, and I looked at the camera and go, see, guys, he has no fucking clue. Nico stand, and he'd look at me all weird. I'd pick his belly up. He'd go back down, and I spent the whole hour like that. And I even said, I go, I guarantee you by January 3rd, he's going to have it. He was actually quicker than that. It was like October 31st December 31st, New Year's Eve, he was already getting it. Yeah. But even that, the one thing, and I kind of said this to Steph with her dog, what I realized with him is the system we came up with for novice dogs, it worked for Luna when she first came in.
Oh, yeah.
That worked for every single fucking client I have. I think some people, and I think this has been Steph's mistake, and I'll say this right to her face. I think because she's a dog trainer and she's trained so many dogs and she's already got, she almost fast-tracked, what's her dog's name now? Vesta.
I think
she's fast-tracking her. Mm. You know what I said straight out when I got him? It's going to be by the book.
Mm-hmm.
I fast-tracked him a little bit with certain commands that can be fast-tracked, like down to down stay or whatever.
Right.
But I basically did the same system we learn here.
Well, yeah, because it's...
I didn't teach him a sit. I taught him sit for a whole fucking week.
Well, yeah, because
I didn't do anything else.
You have to... Like, my saying is, you know, if you're going to roll out the red carpet, you got to walk down it. And that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, like I took my time and everything. And I never, ever, like, I'm going to go back at the videos now that I've done this. I'm going to look at the videos. I'm going to make a little video montage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, I never taught him down from in front until he knew down from the side perfectly with just voice, just hand, mm-hmm. hand and voice. And I still didn't want to do anything from the front till he had that with the sit, that with the down, and that with the stand. Everything happened from the side before I attempted to walk away and do it from 6 feet in front.
Yeah, you didn't pelt him with things. And I think something that people forget is we've been through different classes, different courses, different hobbies, and you end up getting pelted with stuff. And it's not always, well, you don't remember everything. So what's nice with this is that you just do one thing.
Well, when I was gone for a while and when I came back and started, I don't think some of the trainers liked me because I was like, okay, this isn't going how I want it. Let's change things. And that's what I think Steph was doing and maybe also Lee and Norris at the time. I'm going into dogs. Brody was a great example. He knew a great down from in front.
Mm-hmm.
He had a shitty down from the side.
Right.
He wouldn't do it 80% of the time from the side. And I even said to the owner, I go, why the fuck are you doing it from 10 feet away when you haven't mastered it from the side? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, master one before you go on to the other.
That's what I mean by expectations. Don't expect him to learn something harder. Make the easier one precise and maybe perfect's not a good word, but
as precise as possible.
Really, really reliable.
Yeah.
I want to teach the down from the side before I even think about down from in front.
It's
why?
If say you're building your own home and out somewhere in the States, I think it's in Utah, they have clay and there's these clay buildings that are made from brick that they've taken from their own like backyard essentially. But you have to wait for the clay to dry before you can put another clay brick on top of the one before it, and they all have to be dry. You can't just build a wet wall and expect it to hold up.
There's another big saying, and I use it all the time, and I actually forgot I use this saying all the time until you just said the clay thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular thing. People go to me, oh, I'm trying to do down from front, blah, 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 blah. I go, here's how it works. You got to learn to crawl before you learn to walk. You got to learn to walk before you learn to run. You can't skip a step.
No.
You can't learn to run before you learn to crawl. It's impossible. And the same thing happens with, like, if you haven't taught a dog down from the side, I wouldn't even say down from in front.
Yeah.
It's useless. It's because, again, we can go back to the autistic children and dogs don't generalize. Just because they've done down from in front 5 out of 10 times, don't think they'll start learning it from the front.
No.
You want to get it 9 out of 10 times from the side before you go in front.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way dogs learn. Now, the one thing that's really big for me with this, the way we do things, is something simple as the stay. And we don't walk away on the first week with stay, do we?
Hell no.
What do we teach as stay first? The first time we give the command to stay. It's in week 3 when we're learning what?
You got sit, stay, sit, heel, stay. What do you mean?
Well, we don't walk away in a stay first.
No, sit for examination.
Sit for exam, yes. Mm. because they're learning stay for the first time. And if you say stay to Luna and walk away 6 feet from her, she's moving.
She's coming with me.
Yeah, she's moving. That's impossible to fix.
Yeah.
So what I mean by, what's the word I use today for what we're talking about? What's the word of the whole podcast is on? I just lost my word.
Expectations.
Yeah. You're expecting a dog to understand what stay means and walk away 10 feet before they've learned stay right beside the dog. That's why it's been done like that. Sit for examination. Just stay, but right beside my owner.
Yeah, it's almost like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to drive and put the key in ignition and I'll see you later.
Where it's easy to fix, yes?
Yeah.
If my dog gets out of a sit when he's right beside me, I'm right there to fix it.
Exactly.
So then you spend a whole week, and I can tell, you can tell who practiced that one a lot and who didn't really practice it. Because usually when you come back on week four and you're actually learning stay, walk away from your dog, the ones that practice the stay from in front, they kind of get it.
Yeah.
Because they've perfected it in it. Again, perfecting isn't a good word.
They've honed it.
Honed it where it's an easier fix, where it's a simpler, like if you walk away from your dog in the first day, they can break. You can't drop the leash.
Like, mom, dad, what are you doing? Right?
Even that. Let's go to that. I forgot about that. Do I tell anybody to drop a leash on your first week you walk away?
Absolutely not.
I say, please promise me, don't fucking drop a leash this week. Let's do 6 feet and master 6 feet with distractions in only a minute. Then on next week, we'll start walking away. So it's a gradual. Nico's going to say hi to Kat. It's a gradual one step at a time. Don't throw five things at them.
No, it's not fair. And then expect them to master all of them at the same time.
Well, you know this, and I was just going to say this. Hopefully you know this. You've heard me say it enough times. You know what my biggest problem is? Because here's, for people listening that don't know this, on a novice class, everybody in the class is learning the same thing every week.
Yes.
And it's in chronological order. I can't teach recall till I teach a dog to stay properly.
Exactly.
Because I can't call them from a free, which other dog trainers actually say you should, but it's... To me, the recall from the stay is important to have first. And then I go to a off-leash, what we call from a free. You can't teach a down stay until you've spent a week teaching down. I never see him do that. It's weird. Nico, what are you doing? Doing a little humping motion.
Luna's in front and he's getting his butt rubbed.
He's not a dominant dog like that. That's his dominance. He's trying to dominate her. Don't do that. Luna likes you. But when people come into the next level, it's not like that. We're teaching people. Sometimes you can teach four different people four different things in next level, right? Because it's a mixed group. Like you get people that have been here a year and a half. You get people that have been here 8 months. And they're all learning different things. Now, what do I say to some of the clients that are gung-ho to teach multiple things all the time? I always say, hey, just because I'm teaching this dog that's been with me 6 months, sit in motion, don't you fucking think you can go home and teach sit in motion? You're teaching sit from the down. This is the first thing we're going to learn. Don't even touch that. And the problem is that people that are gung-ho, in the novice level, you don't know how to teach down. You can't, what's the word, fast-track it. You can't progress it faster than it needs because we're giving you one step at a time. In the next level, if you wanted to fast-track it, you could try. And what do I say? I go, you're going to come here on a Saturday. You're going to teach one guy down from in front. You're going to see me teach another guy sit in motion. You're going to see another guy learn sit from down, and you just learned finish. You're going to go home and try to teach all four of those fucking things. I know you are.
Right.
Because you can't resist. You want to push your dog farther. And I always say, all that's going to happen is you're going to get four things that are eh. I don't want four things that are ho-hum, sort of, okay, a little bit sloppy. I want one thing that's amazing.
Just nail it.
Nail that for a week. And again, a lot of people listening don't know this. In the next level, you can come five times a week.
Yep.
I'm not going to teach you something new on a Tuesday and something new on a Wednesday.
Nope.
If I teach it, and I used to have problems with that when it was me, Kat, Dan, Lee, Steph. Or your cat.
I'm just like, who's cat?
Your cat.
Like, who?
But when it was generally me, Dan was teaching an intermediate class on Fridays. Reese had one on Thursdays. And we had five trainers doing it.
Yeah.
what would happen is some guy would come in, one of the clients, and learn something new from me on a Tuesday, and then they got, or on a Saturday, then they come in on Sunday, and they don't tell Lee that they taught, I taught mm-hmm. something new. So the Lee teaches them something new. They're not ready for that. And then they come in on Tuesday, and Steph's teaching them something new.
Exactly.
I had to have a meeting of the trainers, and I say, hey, when you teach something new and you know you got clients that come a lot, say, hey, have you learned anything new this week? Be honest with me.
Right? It's like you have to think of it as
because if you learn something new from Eric on Saturday, I don't even want to teach you something new on Sunday.
No, because...
Or like, sorry, on Tuesday even.
It's like a... So I like watching mob movies. So it's like, think of it as like a sniper versus coming in there and peppering, right? You got to one shot, one a week. That's it. Work on that. Come back the next week. Don't come in here and want to just pepper everything that week and learn a million things and then go home and learn a million things, but you're not even okay at the first thing you learned.
Anything in life. Anything yeah. in life. You don't go to a martial arts taekwondo fucking thing and learn a front kick for the first time, but also learn a jumping roundhouse like Jean-Claude right. fucking Van Damme. Exactly. No, you got to master this easy front kick right. first, and then you have to learn... A side kick. Don't learn a roundhouse. Back kick, and right? Everything is in steps. Well, not everything, but anything that's taught properly is taught one step at a time.
You have to build your foundation properly.
Build the foundation. Don't expect your learned dog to learn things overnight and take your time.
Yes.
Master one thing at a time. And that's what exactly. this is all about. Again.
And enjoy it.
Yeah. Again, it's not about... And even some days, especially in the early stages, mm-hmm. you might have a day where you went out with Luna at first heel and you'd be like, oh my God, she was so good today. Yeah. Luna, you're so smart. And then the next day it's like, fuck, did you forget everything from yesterday? That's going to happen too. And don't get frustrated over those days where mm-hmm. you regress a little bit.
Exactly. Because the same thing happens to us.
Even in here, I think a lot of people, you've heard me say it 100 times, mm-hmm. a lot of people are scared to go back to the basics.
Of course, because when you feel a little humiliated, right?
You know what my biggest one is? Sit in motion. Because I don't think half of my clients can do a sit in motion properly. Sit in motion, you should be able to run and do it. Mm-hmm. Not pause, not slow down and say sit. And I go, okay, you used to be good at it. Mm-hmm. It's gotten a little sloppy. Go back to making the pops like you shot.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to go back to basics.
Exactly.
If my dog got really bad, like he got really good at the sit in front and then he got, or sorry, the stand in front. Mm-hmm. And then it just, I stopped doing it or I didn't do enough of them. And then he got really sloppy at the stand from in front.
Right.
So I went back to just doing stands from the side.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to go backwards a little bit in your training and let the dog have some fun with things that he's good at before frustrating failures all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. I don't want him expect him to know the one from in front just because he got the one from the side.
Exactly.
Go back to the one at the side and let him get rewarded for doing that one and then try again.
Yeah, because I mean, like, they get frustrated too, right?
Absolutely.
And so you can't expect them to be firing on all cylinders. You get frustrated with them and they're getting frustrated with you and both of you are just kind of like, can we just go home?
This isn't really on the expectation. Well, kind of. It's not really on the expectation topic we're trying to do now. But one of my biggest things, I don't think I say this enough. I don't say it enough. If you go out, actually it is on the expectation thing. I take that back. This is perfect to say on this thing.
All right.
I don't say this enough to my clients because I see my clients on average once or twice a week in next level classes.
Yep.
And I'm trying to push them. I'm trying to teach them new things. Mm-hmm. And I think some of them go home and they just all the time challenge. That is completely fucking wrong. I would go out with Nico and I would spend Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or let's say I spent Monday doing something new he's not good at. I know he's going to get corrected. Something mm-hmm. as simple as a sit stay or down stay, or let's go in something in the next level, a drop on recall.
Right.
And I know he's not good at it and he's going to get corrected 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. And I go out Monday and I push and I challenge. Because if you don't challenge, you don't know where he's going to get to, exactly. for one. So you have to have a day of challenging. But if Monday was really challenging and he got 7 corrections, I'm going to go back to basic stuffs I know he's already good at, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't even want to try that again. I want to go back because I want to make my half-hour training session
fun.
No, enjoyable. No corrections. Mm-hmm. If you go out and you correct your dog every fucking day, they're going to start to despise training.
Yeah.
It's too hard. It's like if you were teaching a kid basketball and you were teaching him to shoot three-pointers. No, spend a few days where he's just doing layups.
Right.
So he's like, okay, I'm getting a hold of the layup. I can't do a three-pointer yet. Okay, now he's done 3 days of layups. Let's go back to the three-pointers.
Yeah, because it's also like clearing your mind too, right? If you're forever doing something that you're struggling in and you're not doing well, not doing well, not doing well,
you gotta
clear it.
I like you said that. If any, every single training session is a struggle for your dog, they're confused. Mm-hmm. And it's just mentally draining for the dog. They literally fucking hate training. They don't look forward to the training sessions.
No.
If you spend 3 days in a row where it's all easy peasy and just reward and mm-hmm. treats and pets and I love you, and the dog doesn't feel the leash once, okay, now on the fourth day, let's go back to a little more challenging stuff.
Yeah.
Can't expect too much out of your dog.
No.
So I think that was a pretty good one.
Me too. I like that one.
I just kind of made that up this morning as I was coming here.
That was great because I was like, oh, there was an article on the Star. I'm like, oh, I didn't send it to him. Whatever.
You know that one that came out last week, that trainers versus chat GTV?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that maybe once every 5 weeks.
I'm looking forward to that.
I love that one.
It's kind of crazy.
I want it to be from the hip. I'm sure some of them aren't going to be as good as the last one where I agreed with 80% of what they said. I'm sure some of them I'm going to be like, this is horrible. Don't ever listen to this. Mm-hmm. At least I hope so.
Right?
Because that makes us obsolete.
And then I'll bring in my Magic 8 ball.
Yep.
And we'll ask, be like, is ChatGPT going to get it right? And flip it around for
Okay, so thanks for doing this. I know you had pleasure. This first, when's your photo shoot?
It's supposed to be 8:20.
8:20.
3:20. 3:20. Sorry, not 8:20.
You're here way early. 3:20. We can do 12 podcasts by then.
You're like, bring it on. We're ordering pizza.
Ordering pizza and whatever. It's 4:07. What time are you supposed to do your photo shoot?
3:20. Or wait, was it 3:20 or 4:20?
It's 4:20.
She wasn't starting at 4. That's it. Because yeah. I'll be here for three o'clock.
We just lost it.
No, she's knocking on the door.
So we always finish with this interesting fact tidbits. I never know what they are. Well, sometimes I don't know what they are. Some of them are interesting. Some of them are boring.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the dog, and then it's got in brackets the Chinese symbol for dog.
Okay.
Is one of the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac.
Yep.
Those born under this. I'm a pig, by the way.
So am I.
Are you a pig?
Yeah.
What year?
83.
I'm 71.
Oh, there we go.
I'm a pig.
That's crazy.
The dog. Well, it's not crazy. There's one in 12 chance.
No, I know. But, like, you know, for, like, all the people you know, you're like, oh, what's your horoscope? What's your horoscope? What's your Chinese horoscope? Yeah. Like,
I was kind of disappointed when I found out I wasn't a dog. I was like,
I know.
Man, I wanted to be the dog. Right? Like, I always wanted to be the dog in Monopoly.
I know.
I want to be the dog. No, you were the dog last time. I'm just a dog guy. So I was upset I wasn't. So let's go back to that. The dog is one of the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac. Those born under this sign of the dog are considered to be independent, sincere, loyal, and decisive. Mm. All things that Nico and Luna are.
Very much so.
Independent, sincere, loyal, and decisive. I guess those are traits of most dogs. Good dogs, at least.
Yeah. My dog's definitely independent.
Very loyal as well.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. But when she's done with the two of us, she's like, I'm going to bed.
Okay, so thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
Hopefully
thanks for having
me. You have a great photo shoot. I want to see how her pictures turn out. Yeah. She's even brought the
treats.
Yeah, she's going to do those too. Where you throw the dog. Mm-hmm. She's going to try and catch the pictures while the funny faces when they're trying to eat the food.
I cannot wait.
You know what I said? I want to get professional, like maybe with a group of dogs for like a business card. She's going to come up on a separate day and do that.
That'd be nice. That'd be really nice.
Like one where I'm sitting in a stool, maybe there's seven dogs all in a sit. Like,
right?
Come to Eric's Treatments, be on the leash.
And do it.
Make it look like I'm the thinker or something.
Do it. I love it.
All right. Thanks for doing this, Kat.
Oh, I love it.
I always think they're going to be, I thought that one was for surely 25 minutes.
We never do short ones.
Guess how long?
An hour and five?
No, not quite that long.
Mm,
we're just approaching minutes. 44.
Oh.
But I thought it was like 25 minutes.
I know, because we're very good at chatting.
Yes. And always nice to have your giggle.
Yeah, thanks.
I think some people listen to the podcast
for the giggle. Yes.
All right, thanks for doing this, Kat.
Love it.
Don't forget to rate, subscribe, download, all that crap.
Share.
Make the podcast bigger and better. We would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Beyond the Leash podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. For more information or to connect with Eric, check us out at beyondtheleash.ca. We'll see you next time.